Today, Sotheby's will be auctioning off the largest diamond discovered in over a century. It's a hunk of transparent rock that's about the size of a tennis ball. It was found last fall at a mine in the southern African country of Botswana. The bidding is expected to top $70 million, and that is pretty good news for the mine company, which is Canadian. But how about for Botswana and its citizens? Here's NPR's Nurit Eisenman.
In many parts of Africa, the discovery of diamonds hasn't been a blessing. Remember those so-called blood diamonds used to pay for civil wars across the continent? But Botswana's diamond story is different.
I sometimes class Botswana's history over the last 40 years as well-managed good luck.
Keith Jeffries is an economist and former deputy governor of Botswana's central bank. He says that good luck part included the fact that diamonds weren't discovered in Botswana until a year after it gained independence from Britain in 1966.
And it still took quite some time before it was realized that the diamond deposits were actually quite valuable.
In the meantime, the fledgling government assumed it would have almost no natural resources to draw on. So it set itself up to focus as efficiently as possible on just a few priorities.
To be honest, because there had been very little development during the colonial era, the good side of that was that it meant that it was pretty obvious what needed to be done.
Schools, roads, water. And so once the diamond money did start rolling in, there was a strong political consensus that diamond revenues should only be spent on the key needs. On top of that, the government has negotiated some very favorable deals with private mining companies. In just three decades, income per person quadrupled. Botswana went from being a low-income country to a middle-income one. Then came the HIV/AIDS crisis.
The epidemic just spread like wildfire.
Joy Pumapi was Botswana's health minister in the late 1990s and early 2000s. She describes how all these Botswana who had become teachers and accountants and other professionals suddenly started dying off.
It was extremely frightening. We could actually see the gains that we had made over the years, you know, disappearing.
But Pumapi says that Botswana's practice of using its diamond money for public investment made it that much easier for her to convince the government to back an unprecedented plan. They would buy HIV/AIDS drugs for every citizen who was infected. Ultimately, this is the model that major funders, including the U.S. government, adapted to fight AIDS across Africa.
That is what made us proud, not just that we were able to save Botswana, but that we were able to set an example that could be used to save the rest of the world.
And yet today, there's concern that diamonds are still the only big industry Botswana has. Here's Jeffries again.
It's sort of the Achilles heel of the economy.
Even if the diamonds don't run out, diamond mining doesn't actually create a lot of jobs.
So there's quite a lot of inequality. There's quite a high rate of unemployment.
Many are hoping Botswana will do more to promote alternate industries, from coal to tourism. But Jeffries says he's worried.
Botswana got to this status without really having to earn the income.
Sure, it had the challenge of not blowing it, he says. But getting to the next level, that's a bigger challenge. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.